Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome, Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can't reach us. World Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, Big Boys Toys Auction featuring classic cars, campers, motorcycles, boats, and more. Bidding is started at RollerAuction.com. Don't forget to go to RollerAuction.com/MHS to learn about upcoming auctions. Good morning. How are you?
Top of the morning, my friend. You doing okay on this, what is it, Wednesday?
Yeah.
Thursday? What day is it today?
Yeah. Today's Wednesday.
All day Wednesday.
Yeah.
Big game tonight.
Uh-huh.
Big games last night.
Yeah. Last night was a busy night.
Yep.
Only because I had a charity event last night, and we just absolutely crushed that thing. A huge night, considering what they'd done the previous year, and we easily call this a fundraising record, but I don't even think that puts into words. So,
well, congratulations. That's very gratifying. I know how much time and effort and energy you put into these things.
But it was a short event. My daughter goes with me to all these events, so I had to be there at 4. I was out of there by 6:15.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. So we get home, and about an hour later, I said, did it even feel like we did an event? Because we're not used to being home that early.
Right.
And then, of course, I was up till 11 watching the end of the Avalanche game.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a late night.
It was, yeah.
And, of course, I was up at 4:30 this morning.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
It's okay. You get an early start on the day.
By the way, I like to crunch numbers and find cool little stats. We'll get into it a little bit later on in the show. But Nathan MacKinnon, 51 goals now. When I tell you how many people have scored 50 goals in the NHL, it is so staggering, the number, that it's going to be an absolute wow. And oh, by the way, when it comes to points in a season, I'll give the specific number later, he is top 20, meaning less than 20 players have done what he has done, and he's not done yet.
Yeah.
By the way, Cale Makar breaks his own record for points. Jonathan Drouin, who was thrown to the scrap heap,
he's had
a career year.
He sure has.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a guy that I think they depend on him now. He's a guy for them.
Yep.
So, and that's a good story. I mean, we know about he and Nate's friendship and dating back all the way to juniors in Canada, et cetera. Yep. But it's always great to see a guy whose promise was never really realized at this level.
Right.
Come to his, see it come to fruition for
his friend lent him a hand and pulled him out of a well.
Yeah.
Is the best way to put it. He was sinking in quicksand, and Nathan MacKinnon said, grab my hand, I'll pull you out.
But Nathan MacKinnon also saw something and knew something.
Well, he did. He played with him in juniors.
Right. So he knew something about this guy that if you could just do the right things and keep pulling.
Yep.
You were going to get something out of them, and sure enough, they did.
Time now for The Lead.
The Lead is brought to you by Beyond Stem Cells. Grow young with us by going to beyondstemcellsdenver.com or call 1-833-720-STEM.
Nuggets beat the Jazz last night. Minnesota beats Washington. And that sets up for a heavyweight battle tonight, and I think it is fair to say this is the biggest game of the regular season. We'll get into that in a minute. But Jamal Murray, what a game he had. 28 points, 4 steals, 3 blocks, pair of tie-ups, a bunch of dunks. Took over in the fourth quarter, hitting 3 threes. Jokic said this about Murray's defensive performance. He's just going for stats. He really doesn't play defense. I mean, honest to God, I mean, he is better than most comedians who never laugh at his own jokes.
Right.
And the funny thing is, with English being his second language, that makes it even more impressive how funny he is. Comedians are brilliant in certain areas to be able to come up with the material that they do. Jokic, we know, is brilliant on the court, but there is clearly something in his brain, that brilliant quotient that is off the chain to be able to say really funny things in his second language. With that, Murray looks ready to go for the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, he's back. Was he ever gone? I mean, he looked like he had played a game a couple of nights ago and then just continued on his merry way last night. No rust.
He's not a guy that dunks the ball very often, but I think last night he wanted to, because he wanted mentally to prove to himself, I can jump in the air, be a little bit off balance, fall on that knee, let me test it. He was aggressive to the hoop, and I don't think it's an accident that he was throwing down reverse dunks last night, because he was testing that knee. And I think if you asked him, I think he would say the same thing.
Yeah, I agree. How much better do they look with him in there?
Slightly.
I mean, thank you, Nicola.
Yeah.
It's just the feeling that you get and the confidence that they have that, and everybody's able to be in their assigned seating. Does that make any sense?
Yeah.
Everybody's got their little, their things that they've got to do.
Has their own
responsible
role.
Absolutely.
You know what it's like? It's like a bullpen in baseball. When the phone rings, everybody knows who it is for.
Yeah.
No matter what inning it is.
Yeah, that's right. It's a good way to put it. And I think it will help the Nuggets put themselves in a good position here with their confidence, et cetera, heading down to the postseason. And this is a great game. I mean, this is a fun game to have in the last three games of the season. It's meaningful. It's meaningful beyond how this thing finishes out tonight. Yeah, it's going to mean something immediately in the Western Conference standings. But, you know, there are residuals for winning a game like this and the manner that you win this game. I mean, you hope that it's something or other that really gives your team a lot of confidence and spurs them on into the postseason. So, looking forward to it. I'm trying to think of a regular season game that I've looked forward to quite as much as this one.
Same with me. I'll make one guarantee about tonight's game, and I say this with 100% confidence. Naz Reid will be well rested for this one after getting thrown out of last night's game after 8 minutes.
Yeah.
That is my only guarantee for this game. But here's something else. Tonight's game not only could help the Nuggets clinch the top spot in the Western Conference, I understand there are a couple games to go.
Sure there are.
But Michael Malone can tie George Karl for the second most wins in franchise history. If they win tonight, he'll only be 10 behind Doug Moe.
Wow.
Michael Malone is the best coach in Nuggets history, and he has a chance to add himself to the record books and cement his name in the rafters next to Moe and Karl just because of the number 423.
Isn't that something? Michael Malone has been such an interesting guy to watch. Because I came in here 8 years ago, I think in his second season, and
people were calling for him to be fired.
Oh my God! Well, and fairly recently, by the way. I mean, which is stunning to me. But okay, that's an argument for another day. To watch him now, look, he has been a part in helping to develop a roster. And not everyone has Nikola Jokic fall in your lap.
No, I'm gonna respectfully disagree with
you. You go right ahead.
Yes, you got a second round pick, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where there was a Taco Bell commercial running.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. Malone had a huge role,
of course,
in developing Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, that's not disagreeing. You just didn't let me get to my point.
Go ahead.
Because you're right. The pick was obviously vetted. They had a feeling about, I don't care how well it was vetted, No one would have made that pick thinking this is a guy that's going to turn into the best player in the NBA. The fact that he did turn into the best player in the NBA has a lot to do with the people around him that have helped to develop him. But it's been an incremental process that the Nuggets took where they were better every year. There was that 6-year stretch where they literally improved from 1 year to the next in terms of wins. And then they got to a playoff, and then they were out early in a playoff, and then they went a little further in a playoff. So it's been a really cool process of improvement. And the common thread has been Michael Malone, Nikola Jokic, and Michael Malone. Jamal Murray has been in that mix as well. So it's been a really interesting process to see the Nuggets continue to improve. And now here we are at a point where maybe, Eric, they take another step.
Right.
Maybe tonight is a jumping off point for a run in the postseason that is championship worthy. They did it last year. It's not out of the realm to think that they could do it again this year. And I think tonight will be a very interesting, for me, kind of start to the postseason.
Right. By the way, speaking of coaches, I was looking this up about Jared Bednar when thinking about Michael Malone. Do you know that let's think about this for a second. The Avs had a tremendous cup run a couple of years ago. But when you think about the Avalanche, do you really think lots of playoff wins? Does that enter your mindset? Lots of playoff wins.
No. I mean, they had the one run, but they were out in the first round last year.
Right.
Now they had gotten to this, and then the bugaboo before that was they couldn't get past the second round.
Correct.
Right. So they've played in a lot of playoff games,
mm-hmm.
but they've really only won a lot of playoff games in that one championship year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, this might surprise you.
All righty.
Do you know that Jared Bednar, for head coaches in the NHL that have coached at least 50 playoff games, and Jared Bednar has coached 70, I believe. He has the fourth highest winning percentage in NHL history.
Wow.
He is only behind Glenn Sather, who did a couple of good things in Edmonton with Gretzky.
I heard he was
Curry,
pretty good.
And Messier.
Right.
His winning percentage is .614 in the playoffs. Okay. Guys ahead of him, Scotty Bowman. John Cooper's not ahead of him either. Then you have Glenn Sather. And let me see if I can find the other guy off the top of my head. I think he might be. Not this guy, because he didn't coach 50 games. But with 50 or more games coached, he is top five. And I think he might be four or even three, something like that.
It's pretty remarkable. That wouldn't have been a guess.
Well, it wouldn't have been a guess that it would have been that high, because when you think about the Avs, it seems like, well, last year they lost in the first round. Before they won the cup, they couldn't get past the second round.
Right.
Right? His winning percentage is .614. And he's right there, or I don't want to say right there, but he is right behind Glenn Sather, who is probably the
second. Pretty good company.
Probably the second best to ever do it.
When you're talking about Scotty Bowman and Glenn Sather.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Toe Blake.
Yeah.
And actually he's behind Toe Blake. So I think he's fourth. Toe Blake, Scotty Bowman, and Glenn Sather. And Glenn Sather is actually on top of the list. Toe Blake is ahead of Scotty Bowman. And as I am looking down this list, I believe fourth is Jared Bednar.
That's pretty good Hall of Fame company that he's keeping.
I would say so.
Mm-hmm.
Of 70 or more games. That is stunning. Coming up after the break, let's continue with the Avs, and specifically Nathan MacKinnon and the things he has done this season. Who is the MVP of Denver sports this year? Is it Nikola Jokic or Nathan MacKinnon? I'll make my case strongly for one of those guys next.
And all the science I don't understand is just my job 5 days a week.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman today. Big Boys Toys Auction featuring classic cars, campers, motorcycles, boats, and more. Auction is open right now. You can do it from the comfort of your own home. Learn about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. In the meantime, if you want your friends, you want your neighbors, you want your family to look at your truck, your 4x4, and say, man, how do I get one of those? Easy answer. Go to High Country Performance 4x4. They only use and sell the top brands to do, get this, full rebuilds. Full rebuilds. You buy something, you like it, you want to make that thing look ridiculous? Go to High Country Performance 4x4. They do rebuilds again, seasonal inspections, custom fabrication, and a whole lot more. They are one-stop shopping for everything that you need. I cannot recommend them enough. Go check out the pictures on their website to see what they could do. And you're going to hop right in your truck or 4x4 and head on over there and say, do something for me. I'm sure of it. Find them in Englewood or again, check out those pictures online, hcp4x4.com, hcp4x4.com. High Country Performance, building cool stuff since 1980. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by High Country Performance 4x4 in Englewood, Colorado's premier one-stop shop for anything and everything 4x4s and trucks. High Country Performance 4x4, building cool shit since 1980. Go to hcp4x4.com.
Like I told you, I was up late last night, and I like cool stats and things like that,
yeah.
So I'm just drilling down. With that, Avs beat Minnesota last night. Big story, Nathan MacKinnon had a hat trick in just the opening two periods, scored 4 points, has 137 on the season. He's 2 points behind Kucherov for the Art Ross Trophy for the most points in a season. Spent a lot of time talking about Jokic, rightfully so. He's likely going to win his third MVP, MacKinnon. He is the favorite to win the MVP award in the NHL. But whose season has been more impressive? Is it Jokic or is it MacKinnon?
I think it's MacKinnon.
You say that with a wee bit of trepidation.
Not.
And both choices are great.
I think.
Talking about a guy who's going to win another MVP three in his career.
Yeah, and we can split hairs on this because different sports. I just think that MacKinnon has been the driving force for the Avalanche, a team that has kind of had to weather the storm with. Val Nichushkin has had some very questionable goalkeeping. The one thing
you mean Georgiev?
But they had to weather the absence of Nichushkin. I mean, there have been a lot of things that have happened around Nathan MacKinnon, but he's been the one piston in the engine that has never sputtered. He's been great all season long. He has been the reason they are where they are now. And that's not taking anything away from Mikko Rantanen, who's had another very good year. It's not taking anything away from Cale Makar, but this guy has been the fuel for the engine.
I'll go with MacKinnon for this reason. And I know that I'm basing this on numbers, and I get it. Jokic puts up impressive numbers, it feels like, every game.
Anytime he wants to.
Right. And when you add them all up, they are incredibly impressive. Mm-hmm. Does he lead the league in scoring? No. For his size, does he have a ridiculous amount of assists? I'm not even looking this up. I am guessing he is top five in assists in the league. Guessing. He's probably top five in rebounds. But what McKinnon has done, he is now in the same breath as the greatest hockey players of all time. Now, Jokic is as well, but I'm referring to this season. McKinnon has 137 points this season. He's only the 18th player in NHL history to do that. Now, we're talking, when I say 18th player, Gretzky did it a bunch of times. Lemieux did, Yzerman, so on and so forth. And just to put this into perspective, which is just mind-boggling, McKinnon hit 137 points this season. Wayne Gretzky did that 12 times, including his rookie season. That should tell you how much better Wayne Gretzky is than anyone else who's ever laced them up. And yes, I'm sorry, I'm including Mario Lemieux, who is number two as well. McKinnon also, when you hear this number, this is stunning as well. But remember, you have to include assists in this as well. Because Mikko Rantanen had a 55-goal season, which is impressive. He had 50 assists, nothing to sneeze at. Then again, he's not a center. McKinnon became the 97th player in NHL history to score 50 or more goals in a season. He has 51. So just for fun, I looked it up. There have been 7,051 players who have played in the NHL.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, less than 1% of the players in league history have done that. And it's far less than a percent. It's 0.013 of all players in NHL history have scored 50 goals. That's how rare that is.
Unbelievable. Well, when you put it into historical perspective, and obviously you don't, and you're not, because Jokic is going to win a third MVP in 4 years. That's pretty historic in its own right. But from a standpoint of what statistically Nate has done this year, it puts him in, when you start talking about one of the 20 best seasons in the history of this great league, and especially now when, correct me if I'm wrong, guys scored more back in the day.
They did.
It was a different kind of NHL.
Yes, it was more rough and tumble as well,
right,
though.
Of course it
was. Which makes it even more impressive.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and I know that, you know, Kucherov and Connor McDavid they're still all right there. But Nathan McKinnon has been kind of the favorite for the Hart really for about the last, what, month and a half or so of the season? Has anything really changed?
And
that?
He's only 2 points behind Kucherov for the Art Ross, which is the most points in the season.
Right.
You and I had this conversation a couple of weeks ago, and the tide is starting to turn for me a little bit, but then again, I am projecting out. We already know Jokic is the best player of all time in Nuggets history. Now, when you look at the Avalanche, is it McKinnon or is it Joe Sakic? Joe Sakic has 2 cups. Nathan McKinnon has 1 cup. That's going to be your tie break.
Sure.
And I did cover Joe for many years. Covered him probably in the last, you know, 5-6 years of his career.
Right.
And I looked up these numbers. Joe averaged 1.19 points per game for his career. McKinnon is at 1.13. One of the biggest differences between Joe and Nathan is that Nathan, for lack of a better phrase, got off to a slow start. When you look at his numbers his first 5 years, they are not going to jump off the page at you. But since then, take away the COVID season, which hurt him in terms of putting up even bigger numbers because they didn't play even close to as many games. McKinnon would probably be passing Joe for points per game. Joe has 15 hat tricks in 20 seasons. Nathan has 7 in 11. If McKinnon plays 9 more seasons to match Joe's 20 years, McKinnon will need 82 points per season to pass Joe as the franchise scoring leader. When Joe retired, I think he was top 7 all time.
Unreal.
All time. And McKinnon, I don't want to say realistically, he has to play 9 more years. He's 28 now. He has to play till he's 37. Joe played till he was 40. Nate has to play till he's 37. But the one thing that I honestly thought was, what makes Joe better than Nathan MacKinnon? Nathan MacKinnon is a more exciting player.
Okay.
He's a more explosive player. When I think of Joe Sakic, I think of a guy who consistently scored clutch goals when his team needed them, specifically when they won their first cup, and he scored 6 game-winning goals in their first cup run. With that, when you look at game-winning goals, MacKinnon is right there with Joe, which I didn't realize they were honestly that close.
Well,
MacKinnon has 64 game-winning goals in his career. Joe is in the 80s. And MacKinnon, if he plays 9 more years, should easily beat that. Sakic has 86 game-winning goals. MacKinnon has 64.
Wow.
And that's one of the biggest things you can say about Joe Sakic. His leadership, and again, I've said this before, I talked to former teammates. Big game, he would calmly, talking about Joe, skate in front of the bench and just very matter-of-factly say, I got this. And he usually did.
Does MacKinnon's on a trajectory to put him in the top 20 all time, right?
In terms of points?
In terms of points.
I would think that he would be.
That, as of right now, that that,
and considering
that line is 14-20.
And considering the way that his career started in his first 5 seasons, it's amazing how much he has gained. But putting Joe's career into perspective, his second year in the league, he scored 102 points.
Yeah.
Third year in the league, 109 points. Fifth year in the league, 105 points. But this is what is so stunning. Year 17, he scored 100 points. Year 17,
yeah,
he scored 100 points. That, and by the way, none of those years are his best. His best years when they won the cup in 95 and 96. He had 51 goals that season, 69 assists, and 120 points. Peter Stastny has the all-time lead for the franchise when it comes to points with 139. Not Joe Sakic. And that's back with the Nordiques. And now MacKinnon is 3 points shy of breaking that record.
Considering his...
Get enough numbers this morning?
But I'm going to ask you a few more because we're in a good... I like these kinds
well,
of
let's
discussions.
Well, let's continue right. This after the break.
Fine.
Because we got to pay the bills.
Yeah.
Or at least we got to get paid.
Well.
If you get what I mean. We'll be back next.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us at mileisports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Today, Big Boys Toys Auction featuring classic cars, campers, motorcycles, boats, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda or find them at sthmazda.com.
We are discussing the historical perspective of Nathan MacKinnon and the season that he's putting together right now. 137 points. He's on the verge of becoming the franchise's all-time single-season scoring leader, passing Peter Stastny. So, pretty heady stuff. We're talking about a guy that's been in the league for 11 years, that's 28 years old. How productive he is over his next 10 years, to me, is an interesting thing to speculate about. He's never missed. He's only had one season where he hasn't played at least 64 games. Only one season. He has been.
And obviously we're not including the COVID year, which he missed out on opportunities to compile even more points. One more thing about McKinnon. We talked about how, in theory, for him, he got off to a slow start.
Mm-hmm.
He was 18.
Right.
Joe started when he was about 20, 21.
That's interesting, yeah.
There's a big difference in those 2 years. I mean, think about this for a second, okay? If you said, how many years older are you than Sarah?
13.
13 years, okay? Picture this. You are 17 years old, and you're dating a four-year-old.
Interesting perspective.
A, you're going to prison.
Right.
Okay. But it seems so outrageous when you're that young. But now at the age you're at, it's absolutely normal.
Yeah. No big, well.
Point is, there's a big difference between 17, 18, and roughly 20 and 21. There's a huge gap, similar to that gap between you and Sarah.
Is it unreasonable to assume that he's going to average 80 points over the next 10 years?
It's very realistic to believe that, barring injury.
Exactly, right?
Yep.
And
will he have the same? But here's the thing. What Joe had, what made Joe great besides being clutch and being a great leader, and I'm not suggesting Nathan McKinnon doesn't have it. What makes Nathan McKinnon great, he might lose when he gets into his mid-30s.
Yeah.
Which is speed.
Okay.
What Joe Sakic never lost because of age were his hands. And his hands were some of the best in NHL history. Quick, wicked wrista.
Right.
He was so fast with his hands that even late in life, when he slowed down as a player, he always had his hands. You're going to slow down as you get older as a player. But your hands are not going to fall off a cliff as much as speed will when you get older.
That's an interesting trajectory, because if you believe over the next 10 years he can average 80 points.
I don't know if in 10 years he'll be averaging 23 miles an hour like he did on one of those breakaways last night.
But when you start thinking in terms of 1,800 points in a career,
yeah,
that's solidly top 10.
Yeah.
Solidly top 10 of all time.
Right. Is he going to catch Connor McDavid? No.
Nope.
Barring injury. Connor McDavid is the best player of his generation. No disrespect to Nathan McKinnon. Just like Sidney Crosby was the best player of his generation. All due respect to Alexander Ovechkin.
Yeah. Peter Stastny, by the way, 42nd all time in scoring. Right. Just as a side note.
But then again, the Nordiques sucked.
Yes.
They were bad.
And he only played
for many years.
And he only played only 16 years.
Yep.
Interesting. No, it's I love these types of historical discussions where we can talk about it in the present and project it to the future. Because for us to, and we've talked about this in the couple years that we've been doing this together. The historical perspective of being in Denver during this time of Nathan McKinnon and Nikola Jokic, both at their absolute primes, where they are generally regarded as the best player in their games or exhibit 1A or 1B, that's pretty remarkable. I mean, it is very likely that we are living in the most golden age of individual pursuits that we've ever seen.
When you look at the age difference, and I'm just doing this on the fly, Nathan McKinnon is September, October, November, December, January, February, 6 months younger than Nikola Jokic. Let's put that. We might make a segment of it later. Sometime this week or later in the year, whatever it is. Let's look at what we are looking at right now historically with these two teams. You have the possibility where both of these teams could win a title. Realistically.
Could.
in the same year.
Yep.
You have a year in which I think there's a very good chance that for the first time since 1989, a player in the NHL and a player in the NBA will both win their respective MVPs. That happened in Los Angeles with Magic Johnson and Wayne Gretzky. You have Michael Malone, who is about to tie and pass potentially this upcoming season, and certainly in this calendar year, Doug Moe for the most wins ever. Think about all of those milestones that could happen in the 2024 calendar year.
Pretty remarkable. And you got to pinch yourself a little bit, because these are the types of things that you just can't take for granted.
I'll give you one thing in one area where Nathan MacKinnon will never, and I mean ever, be better than Joe Sakic.
All right.
Never. It's not possible. It is even more out of reach than a major league pitcher getting 511 wins like Cy Young did.
Wow.
Which I think is the most untouchable, most unbreakable record in the history of sports, even more so than Wayne Gretzky, which will never happen either. The reason why I say it is starting pitchers won't be on the mound long enough to even accumulate wins.
No.
Ty Cobb's the all-time. Not Ty Cobb. Cy Young is the all-time when
Correct.
It comes to that.
Yep.
But this is even further than that, what I'm about to say. Nathan MacKinnon will never be an NFL fantasy football champ like Joe Sakic. And Joe was always happy to tell you about it. He is from Seattle, big Seahawks fan.
Yeah.
And when he won his fantasy football championship in that Avs locker room, I think there was a trophy, and I believe he paraded it around. He could not have been any proud. I don't know if he was more proud about winning cups or actually winning that small little trophy that he got.
Well,
or whatever the hell it was.
Right.
And my favorite Joe Sakic moment happened every single year pretty much at the same time. And it was something that he said to the media. Without fail, he would say this to the media. Broncos finished the regular season, or the playoffs are over. And on that Monday, there'd be a big gaggle of reporters at practice, and the first words out of Joe's mouth were, every single time, you could literally set your calendar by it. Oh, see, the Broncos season's over.
Yep.
Because he knew the Avs were finally going to get some attention because we were all covering the Broncos.
Well, yeah.
Every year he would say that without fail. And we all laughed because we all knew it was true.
Of course.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed It?
Nikola Jokic and Anthony Edwards have very different approaches to tonight's big matchup, and we'll discuss MLB's top prospect, a familiar name, getting called up to the bigs. That's next on Morning Drive on Mile High Sports.
Right about now, you're about to be possessed by the sounds of MC Rawface and DJ Easy Rock.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk. Here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed at Bruce Hurdle at Eric Goodman. Today, Big Boys Toys Auction featuring classic cars, campers, motorcycles, boats, and more. Bidding is started at RollerAuction.com. Don't forget about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for the final word.
The final word is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
All righty, guys. Just in case you missed it, Anthony Edwards said of the showdown with the Nuggets tonight, "I think everyone knows what is at stake. I don't even need to talk about how big it is. Everybody knows." And then Nikola Jokic said of tonight's game, "I don't think it's a really big game. Yes, we're going to go out there and play to win the game, of course, but I think people are just making their stories that it is a big game. Hopefully it is going to be interesting." How about the different approaches from the two stars to tonight's big game?
Well, the line is, "I hope it will be interesting." What does that really entail? Very different ways that competitors show their cards. And fine. Don't tell me that Nikola Jokic won't be ready to play tonight and this won't mean something to him. I would find that very hard to believe.
I don't think it does. Maybe, and I'll tell you why. Champs don't say stuff like that. This is a really big game. They've already won a title.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They know how good
right.
they are.
Yep.
It's the little brother
yeah.
that is amped.
Climbing the ladder.
Amped yep. to finally knock out Big Brother, although it is the regular season. For Anthony Edwards and the rest of the Minnesota Timberwolves, for them, it is a mindset. Everything is on the line for the top seed in the Western Conference. Nuggets did that last year.
Yep.
Then they won a title. It is a big deal for them to do something they've never done. For the Nuggets, they have. I don't believe this is just another game for them, talking about the Nuggets. I believe they understand the gravity
no
of
question.
What is in front right. of them and the opportunity to have home court advantage. But no, I don't think that type of stuff, for Jokic at least, is in his head. Don't confuse not being ready for downplaying and saying, yes, it's an important game, but we've been there, done that.
Right.
We're already in a room with all the other NBA champs with wearing our rings. Anthony Edwards is trying to knock down the door to get in. That's why this is a bigger deal for them.
51 last night. That guy's going to come in balling tonight. It's going to be fun.
And I'll be curious to see, because there was a great line in the telecast last night. I can't remember who said it, whether it was Chris Marlowe or Katie Wingy or Scott Hastings. I think it was Katie. She said that Jamal Murray is more dedicated to playing defense this year because he wants to be a great all-around player. And I'm butchering it, but this is the main theme. That he has said to KCP and even Michael Malone at times, "I want to guard the best player.
Mm-hmm.
I know KCP is going to be on the best perimeter player, but I want that challenge." So I'll be curious to see how much Jamal Murray is on Anthony Edwards, even though it is really KCP's responsibility.
Yeah. Anthony Edwards is just a baller. And he's a 6'5 baller, too. I mean, people kind of forget that he's as big as he is.
Again, with all the great players that have come through the NBA since Michael Jordan has retired, it is Michael Jordan who said, "When I watch the NBA, Anthony Edwards reminds me most of myself." That is as strong of an endorsement as you are going to get.
You got it. No problem at all.
And because Anthony Edwards plays so strong on both ends of the floor as well. He has that. I love me some Jamal Murray, specifically in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
But Anthony Edwards, he is coming, Dion. He's coming. And he is fast-tracking towards being the best player in the league the way Nathan MacKinnon was on that breakaway last night at 23 miles an hour.
23 miles an hour.
On skates. Although
wow.
Who do you think Usain Bolt would win a 50-yard dash against Nathan MacKinnon on skates?
Yeah.
No.
Well, I
don't know.
Does Nathan MacKinnon get...
No, you don't get a running start.
No, yeah, no. Then Bolt wins.
How about 100?
Maybe not 100.
How about the 200, Michael Johnson? Let's do the 800. The 50 would be tough because you got to get going.
Yeah, it takes too long to get going on, even for a guy like MacKinnon.
Yeah. All right, that was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, you can walk in any store And you can try out the appliances. If you want to redesign your entire kitchen, you can do that as well. Also, they have a price match guarantee, which is tremendous considering the appliances at Mountain High Appliance are top end. Mm. So to do a price match guarantee is pretty special. Also, they have great financing options as well. Mountain High Appliance, you can find them in Louisville, Littleton. You can also find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, the Nuggets, Timberwolves, tonight. Both teams win last night. This might be the most highly anticipated regular season game of the season, unless, of course, you're ESPN, and then we'll show some Lakers highlights and Warriors highlights. That's next.
Oh, come on.